This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Buses in Washington, D.C. are charging for rides again. Fares had been waived since beginning back in March. Passengers got on through the back doors as a way to keep drivers safe. Collecting payments again is an indicator of how transit systems are just trying to hang on until things go back to normal, or really whatever the new normal is going to be. Ridership is down in every major city, as we have been telling you. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more now on how transit funding and investment could change.
Transit ridership had been falling long before the pandemic. In the last decade, companies moved away from downtown districts. Gas prices fell. Uber and Lyft became Uber and Lyft. Cramming onto a bus or train became less appealing.
We know that people that can afford it will opt out if they can.
Haley Richardson is with Transit Center, a mass transit think tank. She says many of the budget cuts agencies are proposing are annoyances that will make it harder to coax those riders back.
We have a chance to build back transit better than before, but only if we learn some of the lessons about, you know, why transit ridership was declining.
One way to keep money and service moving is to rely more on local taxes and tolls, which already make up at least half of most transit budgets. For instance, New York City lawmakers recently proposed a $3 surcharge on package deliveries. Mitchell Moss directs NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation.
They need revenue streams that are new, not taking money from other important social needs.
Another way to lure passengers is to invest more in the areas that have held steadier, even during the pandemic. In New York City, ridership on local buses is down about half as much as on commuter rails. Ian Savage is a transit economist at Northwestern University.
The core of what transit is providing is services to essential workers, and these have always been primarily on bus-based systems.
Experts agree that transit agencies have to do more than just hang in there. They need a makeover to get back on track. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.